Welcome to the Evolving Butterfly Podcast, your place for all things spirituality, astrology, and personal development in the form of a real life conversation. I'm your host, Amona Cole. Let's see what message Spirit has for us today. Hey, butterflies, welcome back to the Evolving Butterfly Podcast. We are all about having conversations for the soul and the spirit, honey. Okay. I want to thank you all for tuning into another podcasting episode today. Okay. Whether you are watching it over there on YouTube or you're listening to it on one of the podcasting websites. Hey, y'all. Hey, I'm happy to have y'all here back for another episode. Okay. In this one, we are getting into 11 major spiritual facts to take in with this Pisces new moon that is occurring on March the 2nd. 2022. This is a very extremely powerful time for this week. It's going to be a whole week energy that you can really fill in with this Pisces energy being inside of in there. You know what I'm saying? Now we're going to get a little bit deeper as to why it's such an important time. So if this is your first time here, hey y'all, hey, welcome to the village, honey. Okay. And to those of you all who have been tuning in with me every week and all my different episodes and all of that, hey y'all, hey y'all, hey, I am grateful for having you all here with me. Today, I am sipping on some coffee, okay? I got my coffee for today. I don't know, your girl got coffee, okay? But it's a very beautiful day outside. The sun is shining bright, and it just seems like things are starting to get ready to come back into life. And when we think about that Pisces energy with this Pisces new moon, a lot of that is dealing with the things of creation and bringing things to life. But we're going to get a little bit deeper into that. I'm going to let that intro roll, and then we will be back with that first thing. And while you're at it, go ahead and hit that like button if you feel like you get anything from this video. And if you feel there's something else that stood out to you when it comes to this Pisces new moon, feel free to let me know down below in the comments as well. All right, so starting us off, this new moon is going to be conjunct with the sun inside of Pisces, Neptune inside of Pisces, and Jupiter inside of Pisces. So with this major conjunction going on, with all these planets being inside of the thing, and the constellation of Pisces, it makes the perfect time for spiritual expansion and spiritual growth, okay? This is like the strongest time out of the entire course of, honestly, y'all, I would say the decade, if we're being honest. Because when we think about that conjunction and how powerful it is, Jupiter is all about expansion. Neptune is all about your dreams, your visions, the mysticism of a person. You know what I'm saying? It could be sometimes illusions, but it's like bringing to light of different things. You know what I'm saying? And then we have the sun, which is like the sun brings to light of different energies. You know what I'm saying? Like it exemplifies it. It makes it bigger. So if Pisces represents that spiritual energy or that spiritual side of yourself, this energy is going to exemplify and make that spiritual side of yourself appear to be bigger. And it will make you want to start expanding your spiritual self much more. Second, you may find yourself experiencing increased downloads at this time. So you may be finding yourself having increased messages, just increased thoughts, increased just everything. Like you may find yourself being very hypersensitive to the energies and things and people around you, especially if you are a part of the intuitive gang, gang, gang. Okay. And you're very empathetic and you can feel and sense energy of people. You may find that this time is, you know, it's much stronger as well in that realm. Okay. Don't allow it to frighten you. Do not get afraid. This is just the time of the season. You know what I'm saying? Because you're going to be highly sensitive. That's Pisces energy of being highly sensitive with that fish. But it's like, how are you going to navigate that energy is what matters the most. All right. Number three, a lot of you all may have been going through increased headaches at this time. And all that is just really like this increased third eye energy right now, what's going on. So especially if you've been trying to work on building your intuition right now and building your third eye, trusting yourself more and trusting your intuition more on top of the energy of everything that's going on around us in the air and within the ethers, you can have a very hyperactive crown or third eye chakra at this time, and that can bring about increased headaches. So make sure you're resting your brain. Make sure you watch your intake of information. Make sure you watch your intake of electronics and how much you're spending your time of with your eyes looking at the lights and things on your phone. Turn down some of the lights and things on the lighting on the electronics and things that you may utilize and things of that nature. That would be very, very helpful and beneficial. A lot of the collective may be going through increased insomnia at this time, okay? So it may be a sense of insomnia, it may be a little bit hard for you to sleep, okay? You may find yourself just up thinking, eyes wide open, just like thinking about life, you know what I'm saying? Wondering why in the hell this didn't happen or why this didn't happen. Like, I just feel the collective being this energy of being very reflective right now, because that's what this new moon energy and it being Pisces energy, this is a very reflective energy. Just make sure that you don't allow yourself to go to the dark parts of it, the dark pits of it, to the point where you start, I won't say denying yourself, but you start trying to like hold certain things against you that, you know, you probably shouldn't be holding against you. You know, you don't deserve it. You don't deserve it. Next one. This is what? Number five. You may find yourself having increased dreams at this time. Your dreams may be very, 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 very vivid to the point where you're just like, oh my gosh, like what the hell is going on with me right now? Like, am I going crazy? You know what I'm saying? Like, what are these visions and things that I'm having in my sleep? And spirit is just saying, pay really close attention to them. The messages that may be trying to come out to you during this time, it may not be specifically exactly what that dream was talking about, but it may relate to what was the message of the dream. What did you feel like when you woke up from the dream? What were you thinking about? Those are things that you really want to pay closer attention to when it comes to this energy. Number six, this is a really big one because we're actually having a vision board party with my collective. This is the time to set your goals for your spiritual self. Where do you see yourself growing? Where do you see yourself going? What do you see yourself working on? Okay, this is the perfect time for you to really start setting those goals, looking at how you're going to be increasing yourself spiritually, mentally, and emotionally. This is going to be very, very important because it's easy to get into that Seven of Cups energy if you don't allow yourself to feel everything and to have somewhat of a plan to get to where you're, you know, what you're working on getting to. So this is the perfect time to really plan out what it is that you, what you're getting to and what you want to do, like, period, plan that shit out. Number seven, tend to your mental health. This energy is really going to be pushing a lot of us to tend to our mental health, to really make sure that we are balanced, to make sure that we are at a place where we feel confident enough to keep going with whatever it is that we have going on, okay? We really just need to be doing some check-ins with ourselves, okay? Doing more check-ins, making sure that we are in alignment with purpose, in alignment with ourselves, and that our whole self is able to be exemplified and brought out. You know what I'm saying? Because there can be times when we can feel low or we feel less than, or certain things aren't working out for us and it can mess with our confidence. You know what I'm saying? And so spirit is just like, really work on that and get to your whole self and your spiritual self at this time. Number eight, use this time to spend a little bit more time alone, okay? Spend time alone or with people who make you feel good, okay? Your recharging energy is going to come from being alone. It's not going to come from being around people. So don't be afraid to do something alone. Take a solo trip. Don't be afraid to go out to eat by yourself, go on a solo date, you know, whatever that is and what it looks like. Don't be afraid to go at it alone, because you're going to be so sensitive to energies and things around you. So it's best for you to protect your energy. Like, this is very, very important when it comes to protecting your energy for sure. Number nine, you may find yourself feeling hypersexual. A lot of the collective may find themselves really, really just wanting something or wanting to have some type of a release, whether if it's a creative release, what if it's a mental release, and whether if it's a sexual release, okay? Finding yourself being very, very horny within a lot of this energy right now. We know Scorpio energy right now is squared off with our Pisces energy, and it got me wondering right now, let me remind myself of the current chart and where the planets and things are at right now. Because we don't have anything inside of Scorpio right now, but with all this Pisces energy, it does bring a very hypersexual energy, especially with the midheaven also being inside of Pisces. So we have a lot that's going on right now. Like, that's like the stairway to heaven, you know? And if it's saying that Pisces energy is the stairway to heaven, it's just like, you may need to be linking with somebody who got heavy Pisces energy in their chart right now, because they're going to be leading you to the stairways of heaven. They're going to be leading you to the stairways of heaven, honey. Okay. I don't know what's going to be going on, whether if it's, they're going to be like opening you up to some things that you just never experienced, whether if it's a whole new world energy or just letting go. But this is the perfect time to manifest with Pisces, y'all. Now, number 10, this is a really, really big one. this is a really, really, really big one. Most of us have gone through a really, really big breakdown with someone or something in our life, okay? And it may have caused us to start questioning ourselves, questioning judgments. We may have reacted or did something that was out of our personal character or what we usually do, you know what I'm saying? And so this Pisces energy is all about forgiveness and moving forward through our growth mentally and spiritually. So when I'm thinking about that Pisces energy, and you know, I'm a Pisces North Node. The purpose of Pisces North Nodes and Virgo South Nodes is to be very open and understanding and forgiving and learning how to see things and people below the surface, below what it is that you see at the top, what has happened, and to see it for what it is a little bit lower, you know what I'm saying, below that energy. And so this Pisces energy in general, for anyone who has gone through any type of breakdown, breakup, any argument, things of that nature, to try to see things from the other perspective, try to look below the surface of what may have caused certain things as a way to see what is the healing part of this situation, because there is something that is meant to be healed in the process of all of this. Everything that we go through, we're meant to grow through it, okay? And when it comes time to our upgrades and things of that nature, we got to grow through it. And as I keep telling y'all, with this Jupiter energy, as soon as that shit moves into Aries, it's go time. So it's just like, with that being inside of Pisces right now, it's like you got to get your spiritual self together. But we can't have our spiritual self together if we haven't forgiven any of the things or people who may have hurt us or put us into positions that we didn't deserve. We got to learn how to forgive that shit. You know what I'm saying? You got to learn how to forgive it to get forward, you know? But number 11, y'all. Number 11 is really, really big because I know a lot of people have been feeling this energy and these vibes. And that's the aspect of questioning yourself a lot, questioning if you're on the right path, questioning if you're doing the right thing, if you're in the right job, if you're in the right career. You may be considering changing your career, okay? A lot of things may be coming up in your head right now to the point where you're just like, what the hell do I really want? What the hell do I really want right now? Am I in alignment? Am I really in this energy supposed to be doing this? Because I'm not seeing this happen. You know what I'm saying? So it's in this aspect of really building your confidence through that process of questioning yourself, allowing yourself to feel it, allow yourself to ask yourself those questions of why you're questioning yourself, okay? And while you're allowing yourself to ask those questions of why you're questioning it, moving forward from it, okay? So as we're looking at this Pisces energy, y'all, we are looking at, let me go back to what I wanted to, it was something I wanted to bring up, that Capricorn energy. Yeah, it was something within Capricorn that I wanted to bring up because I've been bringing up a lot of Capricorn energy to the collective. Because right now, everyone need to be having Pisces and Capricorn energy around them, okay? Because, you know, we got Venus, Mars, Pluto, all inside of Capricorn right now. And with that being at a sextile energy, is like all of that is helping you right now. It's helping you to see things for a bigger picture, whether if it's internally building that self-love, that self-appreciation, or is looking outwardly in a deeper energy. You know what I'm saying? Because you also have that Taurus energy that's working alongside you as well, you know? So it's just like really utilize what is out there to help you right now, okay? Utilize what is out there to help us right now so that we can grow through that shit and build and keep that shit pushing and moving. You know what I'm saying? Like, we just gonna have to. And that's just on period. We just gonna have to, you know? But I want to hear from you all. I want to hear if any of this resonates with you, if you've been feeling some of these signs, if you've been feeling some of these vibes, if you're excited about this Pisces new moon. What are you planning on doing with this Pisces new moon? What are your self-care rituals that you plan on doing during this time? Do you take your spiritual baths? What do you do? Let me know now below in the comments, okay? I am interested in knowing. But if you are not already following me on the podcasting website, feel free to check me out. I'm on all of the podcasting websites, okay? Anchor, Apple, Spotify, iHeartMusic, all of them, okay? Make sure you subscribe and give me a rating to the podcast over there on Apple, okay? On the Apple podcast. If you're listening over there on YouTube, go ahead and hit that subscribe button so that you will always be updated whenever I upload a new video in regards to these type of topics in astrology, okay? But with that being said, always be real, always be true. Don't be afraid to do what you want to do. Period, y'all. I love you, and I'll see you in the next one. Bye.
Thank you for tuning into today's Evolving Butterfly podcast episode. Make sure to subscribe to the podcast to stay up to date on new episodes and visit monacole.com for all things uplifting, self-care, and personal development coaching. Until next time, my butterflies, keep fluttering.